Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity.
Welcome to our podcast. This is Alfred. Today I will speak about the four fields of our WTU Wing Chun group lessons. Each of these group lessons has four fields. The four fields are fight, guilt, drill, and health. In the fight field, we have all the traditional tools of Wing Chun in the way we do this in our style. In the guilt field are all the non-traditional weapon tools which we use in our style. In the drill field, we have the exercises for coordination, cardiovascular training, basic exercises, punching power exercises with and without music. And in the health field, we have all the tools for the natural movement and the human health. From the fright and the guilt field, we have a parkour with the 24 most common self-defense situations, which were intensely trained in our style. In the four fields, we do all the exercises from the point of view of the seven qualities, the three movement principles, the four interactions, and the two combat concepts. WTU Wing Chun with its movements is a plan, and the qualities, principles, interactions and combat concepts are the code to read and interpret this plane. What are the seven qualities? The seven qualities in our style are attention, elasticity, balance, sensitivity, full body movements, timing and intention. These qualities bring our body in a structure which are necessary for all the exercises we do. What are the three moving principles? The principles are allow contact, go with the movement, and avoid distance. The three principles are necessary to go in interaction with the world. The four interactions are gravitational interaction, weak interaction, strong interaction, and magnetic interactions. Interaction is how we use the forces. There are four ways to use the forces. The two fighting concepts are the strategy behind. We can move our body in waves, and we can move our body like a spiral, in a spiral movement. In the fight field, we do all the traditional exercises in the way of our style. There are the forms, we call the forms movements, like Xionin Dao, Jump Q, Wooden Dummy, Biu Qi, Long Bull, and Double Knife, and all the Chisao exercises, Lazo exercises, and applications. In the guild field, we use weapons. Why we use weapons? Weapons for us are extensions from the body. And we also activate the neural network of our body with the weapons. Wing Chun is for us not the tools we use, it's the way how we use the principles, interactions and concepts. So we have the traditional tools from China, and then we have the other weapon tools from Europe. We also see our WTU way as a combination of the China way and an older, not Chinese way, from a style with the same principles. We call this the assassin way. In the field drill, we do a lot of the basic training. We do the cardiovascular training and punching power exercises that we can hit hard with a falling step and all these things. We use in this field music. It's also good for the group moment in a lesson. These exercises can all members of a group do together. In the fields fight and guild, most of the exercises are exercises especially for the level module the student is in. In the last field, the health movements, we do our three health movements. We call the three movements Snake of Fire, Wings of the Eagle, and Baraka. We also do breathing exercises and partner movements. All the movements in the health part is not for fighting, it's for relaxation and health prevention. WTU Wing Chun is for me the natural way of moving. So I hope you have now a little impression about the group lessons in our style. Next time I will be back with Rosa. Thanks and bye.